and the destruction of her hearth. The howling screams, bullets flying, there was nowhere safe to go. The echo of voices deep, combined with curses, threats, and blows. Her mother's scream, her father's roar, an invasion in the night. She'd been well trained, but could not move until she heard her sister's fright. Taking action, running to the safe, she gripped the metal with her hand, then turned and ran within the shadows. Her sister's screams were her command. There he stood, all dressed in black, as others yelled, fought, and destroyed. His sisters tried to stop him, but his forcefulness they couldn't avoid. More shots rang out, abundant screams as she faced death head-on. The blood, the screams, the terror in the night. She cried for them to all be gone. The touch, the grab, the growl of anger, strong arms pulling her back and down, the tear of clothing. Her sister's tortured screams made her whirl the gun around. There he was, the devil himself, the man responsible for their pain. She didn't think twice as he ripped her dress, as her sisters called out her name. One shot, two shot, three shots. Dead, the memory crisp and clear. Her sisters crying, her parents dying, the hollowness and the fear. How will we survive? Where do we go? How can we make it alone? I've got you both. I'll take care of us. I promise you're not alone. Lauren Michaels stared at the old sheet of paper. What was once a daily ritual had turned into nights when she was overwhelmed with emotion from a call or an upsetting circumstance on the job. The poem she wrote months after the home invasion had been an idea her therapist thought might help her. It hadn't helped her sisters, Carly and Daisy. The circumstances of their parents' death had made them timid and shy. They were only young girls when it happened. Lauren was 12, Carly was 10, and Daisy was 8. They had years of counseling, assistance from their wealthy Aunt May, and help from some family friends. But once Lauren graduated from the police academy at 20, she took over as provider, and they left their aunt's house to live in their own place. Lauren had 7 years on the NYPD police force. 5.5 of those years were spent becoming a knowledgeable homicide detective. She thought about that as she prepared to get out of her car. She'd worked some seriously sick cases. Things most people would shudder at or become sick from, she embraced. She wanted justice. She sought closure for victims and their families because that was what Commander Jonathan Matthews had done for her and her sisters. Lauren had killed 3 men that night, and 2 others got away. She saved her sisters, but she hadn't been able to save her parents. That was something she had lived with her entire life. But she was always on edge. She tried hiding it from her co-workers, her sisters and friends, but that edginess was doing a number on her. She was getting tired. Tired of the violence, the smell of death, the sight of blood and the gore and evil abilities of mankind. The badge of honor was wearing her down. She was questioning the legal system and becoming angry at how the most violent, repeat offenders continued to slip through the system or get off with a slap on the wrists. Politics. She fucking hated politics. As she sat outside her aunt's house preparing to get together with Mary Higgins, an old friend of her aunt's from Texas, she wondered how much longer she could go on like this. The small house in the city had never really become a safe haven. Lauren was always waiting, anticipating something bad. Her sisters were busy with their lives, their hopes of opening up a coffee and sweets shop somewhere, and they were trying to finish their schooling. Lauren, as their eldest and their main provider for many years, was still working to raise money they needed. It was a lot of pressure, but considering she didn't have much of a social life, she could afford overtime and even walk the beat like some rookie cop. She took a deep